today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah al-Nur. Salamun alaikum. On a very special occasion, we say salam to all of you because today is the birthday anniversary of one of our imams in the Shia school of thought. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Kazim, peace be upon him. Dear brothers and sisters, accept our congratulations on this big and special Eid.
Families are gathering, remembering Allah, and that His love is the greatest by far. All praise for you, Allah, all thanks to you. The joy of Eid comes only from you.
Today, Sunday, is the 20th of Zilhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. So today is an special occasion. We learn about Imam Musa al-Kazim in this episode of today's special. He is the best of the best. God does not haphazardly choose his representatives. God does not simply choose the oldest son of a prior imam to be his successor. That would be tantamount to monarchical inheritance, which may or may not elect the most qualified individuals. Rather, Allah chooses and promotes the best of his creation in accordance with his comprehensive knowledge of all his creatures. However, the Almighty would only choose his representatives based on the quality of perfection which he knew of and which manifested through his creation. It has been narrated that the sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, advised his close companions with the following: treat Musa, this son of mine, well, for indeed he is the best of my offspring and the one I leave behind as my successor. After me, he is the one who holds my position, and he is the proof in support of Allah, the glorious and the exalted, as a witness upon the entirety of his creation. Thousands of congratulations on the birthday anniversary of one of the greatest men of Allah, the Imam Musa al-Kazim, peace be upon him.
You find Al-Imam Al-Kazim also implemented the teachings of his grandfather. I'll tell you a quick story. The Imam lived in the city of Al-Madinah. In the city of Al-Madinah, there used to be a Wahhabi man, today's Wahhabis. He was a Nasibi who hated Ahlul Bayt. Every time he would pass by the Imam, he would make fun of him, he would mock him, and he would insult him. So one day, the companions of the seventh Imam, they gathered and they said, you know what? Enough is enough. This man has overdone it. And now we have to seek revenge for the Imam. We have to put him to a stop. What do? Let's kill him. So they decide to assassinate him. They go to the Imam to ask for permission. This person, every day he insults you. We want to go and kill him. So they wanted to resort to violence to get rid of this enemy. The Imam right away told him, what? You want to kill him? No way, never. And it's not just because the Imam that will make him look bad. The Imam tells him, he tells his companions, this in itself is a failed strategy. Every time someone insults you, you want to go pick a fight with them? How many fights can you pick? You know, when you're in high school, everyone that looks at you in a way, you don't like it, you're getting cocky with me, you want to go throw a fist. How many fights can you get engaged in, correct? So there must be a better method than just to fight whoever insults you. The imam says, let me show you, not just tell you, let me show you a much better method. Instead of going and fighting against your enemy, turn your enemy into a friend. How? Now this requires wisdom. The imam alayhi salam, the next day, he asked for his address, the person who would insult him every day, the nasibi. They tell him he has a farm outside the city of Medina. He takes a bag filled with money, golden coins, and he goes to that man's farm. The man is taking care of his plants, his garden. The imam, he comes off his mule, and he starts approaching him. So this man is surprised now. What is the imam doing here? He probably has come to seek revenge. He wants to come and fight me. He wants to come and hurt me. He arrives at the imam. As soon as he arrives, the imam does one important but very easy thing. He smiles at his face. Do not underestimate the power of one smile. One smile, sometimes in the face of your enemy, if it's a true smile, not that evil smile I'm talking about. You know, the innocent smile, that I come in peace. That can diffuse so much of the tension. Just that one smile. And then he says, salam. And he takes out the money. He says, I have brought you this as a gift. That man says, I was so shocked and embarrassed, I wish the earth would swallow me. I insult this guy for years, and he comes and he brings me a gift. The next day, the companions of the imam do not know what had happened. They come to the masjid to sit with the imam. All of a sudden, they see this enemy. He's sitting and waiting for the imam. What does he want? He's waiting as if he's a student of the imam. They go to the imam. They tell him, what's going on? He tells them, I made this person, this enemy, I made him into a friend. You guys wanted to kill him. I had a much better idea. All I did, a kind act. If you do a kind act even to your greatest enemy, at the end of the day, that person has feelings and emotions. He's a human being. You can easily attract that person's heart.
We're here on this special day. Our hearts are full of pleasure. A day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last forever. Let's raise our hands and make dua like the Prophet taught us. And with one voice, let's all say, say, say.
We learn about his titles. His most famous title was Al-Kadhim, that means anger controller. He was known also as Abdus Saleh, the righteous servant of Allah. In Medina, he was known as Zainul Mutahajjidin, the greatest worshipper. After his martyrdom, another title was made for him that superseded other titles. There was Bab al-Hawa'ij. What does it mean? It means the gate to fulfilling needs. As he was known for his miracles and that his prayers for people were met with favorable responses. Congratulations to all Shia Muslim brothers and sisters on the birthday anniversary of Imam Musa al-Kazim, peace be upon him.
Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
In this part, we'll listen some sayings of Imam al-Kazim, peace be upon him. He said, addressing Hisham ibn Hakam, who was his companion and student. O Hisham, the pleasure of this life are just like water sea. The more a thirsty man drinks from it, the thirstier he becomes. O Hisham, Allah has against the people two hujjah, two evidences that cannot be argued against. One is apparent and the other is concealed. The apparent one is the messenger, prophets, and the imams he designated, while the concealed one is represented by the gifts of minds. O Hisham, the life of this world was once embodied to the prophet Isa, peace be upon him, in the form of a woman of blue complexion. He asked her, "How many people have you been married to before?" "So many," replied she. "And everybody divorced you?" asked the Christ. "No, but I killed everybody." Prophet Jesus said, "Wow to your potential husbands. Why shouldn't they take the former husbands as examples?" He also said, "A believer holds two scales of a balance. The greater his faith becomes, the greater the test he will be subject to will be."
When you look at the time of the seventh Imam, you know, he also actually lived in the circumstances of taqiyya more than any of the Imams before him. And I'll just give you an example that when it comes to the situation of the seventh Imam, all the Imams who came before, still, they lived at a time where it was possible for them to publicly announce their successor, at least among the Shia community. But by the last days of the sixth Imam, it became so difficult. And this is amazing that now you have Banu Abbas. The Hashimid rulers are there, not Umayyads. But they were more cruel in a way. Things have become so bad that the sixth Imam realized that if we disclose who is my heir and successor publicly, you know, Banu Abbas, they are actually looking for who will be my successor, and they will eliminate him. So what Imam did was, besides, you know, talking to his own close companions and letting them know about our seventh Imam, he actually wrote a will which was to be opened and publicly pronounced so everybody would know about it. And that's where you see our sixth Imam uses what we call Tawriya. Tawriya means to make a statement where those who are supposed to get the message get the message in the right way, where the enemies would be misled by that same statement. You know, this is, and if you look at that wasiyah that Imam wrote, Mansur actually sent a message to his governor in Medina, and he said, "Find out where is his wasiyah, whom has he appointed as his wasi? And whoever's name you find there, kill him and send his head to me." So Muhammad bin Sulaiman, who was the governor of Medina, you know, went and inquired about it. And then he wrote to Mansur. He said, "The command, the order that you have given to me is impossible to be implemented." "Why?" He said, "I saw the wasiyat of the sixth Imam, and he has named five individuals. The first name is yours, Mansur. The second name is Muhammad bin Sulaiman, the governor of Medina. So I can't implement this order. The third name is of Hamida, the wife of the sixth Imam. We know that she cannot be Imam or Khalifa or Nabi or Rasul anyway. The fourth name is Abdullah, the older surviving son of sixth Imam. And the fifth name is of Musa al-Kazim, the younger son of the sixth Imam." Now, if you look at this, Imam has already confused the enemies, so they don't know who. And with Mansur's name there, he cannot go and say, "Kill whomever you find mentioned in this wasiyat." But the Shias knew that the name of Mansur and Muhammad bin Sulaiman is there just to, you know, misguide the enemies, confuse the enemy. Hamida Khatun, she's a very respected lady in the Shia community, but she cannot be the Imam. So you eliminate her name also. Then you are left with two names, Abdullah and Musa. The Shias know Abdullah is older one, Musa is younger one. If the older one was worthy of becoming the imam, imam would not have mentioned the younger one. And so you eliminate the name of Abdullah also, and that's where you get the indication that the waris and the naib and the successor of the sixth imam is none other than Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam.
Thank you and congratulations to you on the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Kazim, peace be upon him. So happy Eid, Eid Mubarak to everyone, and fi amanillah.
Rasulullah, عليه الصلاة والسلام. لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله.